What's up, everybody? This is M-Shell, and you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, where we bring you the best in original punk, hard rock, and metal from Wisconsin bands and beyond. We are local music. I'm here with Bill, Andy, Mike, and Nick from Conniption. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, guys.
Hey, what's up?
What up?
Hey.
All right, so we just heard their song At the End of It All off their album Relentless Ties. So thank you so much for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, me and Andy started it around when I came back from high school, I suppose. And then Bill joined 2008 with us. And we basically, we've just been writing music and playing live since then and focusing on original music, throwing a cover here and there. But
16 years?
Wow.
Or however the math shakes out.
It's a long time.
Jesus.
How many albums do you guys have out right now?
3 full lengths and 1 demo.
The demo's a full length also. But we're working on a new one. We also working on a new bass player. We got Nick Smith with us now.
It'll be his debut on the new album as well.
Yes, his first album. Nick, how are you feeling about the new album and being a part of Conniption?
I think the new album is actually one of the best metal albums I've ever heard, and not just saying that because I'm biased, but it actually is. I'm very impressed with it. I've been actually playing with these guys. I started actually just jamming with them in January. Things progressed, you know, then they asked me to join and I was super excited. So I wanted to do this a long time ago, but the stars weren't aligned properly, I guess you could say. So,
right. Well, and in January, is it like so 1 year? Like Nick's been, you know, officially in the band. What now? At this point, like 6 months.
Let's just put it this way: he came in with like an hour of our material learned and like the hardest songs, and we played everything once. He's like, I kind of messed that one up. I'm like, yeah, that was a show. I'm okay with that.
Or it'd be
that's
like
one hell of an audition.
Hey,
so,
this part. It's this note instead.
Right.
Like, that was it. Otherwise, you nailed it.
For your live performances, where do you get some of your stage presence?
From the music, I guess.
Years of watching ourselves perform, too, and kind of taking notes and knowing what to expect and getting experience. And I'm sure I'll still run into Mike here and there, smash my head on something or, you know, whatever. But I think, like, artists I've always looked up to, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix. It's iconic what he would do on stage in live situations. You know, I think bands like Zeppelin and Queen too, like they live, they become a different band than the record because they have to. I think we kind of undertake that a little bit. And even just like the old Megadeth, Metallica stuff. That Bay Area thrash scene stuff, like watching the old footage of it, like it just gets me like, you kind of feel in the zone that way. So you kind of reinvent yourself live. It's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
And it takes getting to know each other on stage, too. Like, everybody kind of has their own vibe, and there's been times where I smash Mike with my guitar or vice versa, or I get my hair caught in his guitar, or, like, you know, we kind of have to feel each other out. Like, if it's the wrong gig and I jump on Andy's drums and there's a bad drum riser, like, the whole riser could fall over. Like, there's a lot of things that can happen. And after, you know, 15-plus years, it's become our own individual selves on stage, you know. It's
absolutely
kind of grow into that. Conniption essentially is a to have one would be to have a fit of violent emotion. So I tried to think of that as that's a representation of what we are live. But I also try to look at it from a perspective of what would I want to see when I go to a show.
Yeah,
I want to put on a show too, and not just stand there.
I always like to make every show different, you know. Like there was one show, I asked Bill if he had his handkerchief, and he's like, "Why?" And I'm like, "I'll tell you later." And then during the instrumental, there was a part where I start one of the riffs, and I hold off on starting it, and I pull out my handkerchief.
Yeah, you
and
I blindfolded
yeah. myself, and then Bill goes, "Oh." God. And then pulls out his handkerchief.
I try not to look as it is, so then I have to try to do something to match.
And we try to do stuff like that to surprise the crowd, to keep it fun for us, change the song titles around, so that way we can kind of keep it interesting for everybody.
And it sounded like shit, but it was cool to see.
No, it's not. So with that said, though,
we really do try to go out of our way to make something really special for that night.
We just want to thank everybody listening to Maxing Heavy on Civic Media. If you are just tuning in, I'm Michelle chatting with Conniption, and we are discussing their music and some of their upcoming shows. So you guys sound like you have some really awesome shows coming up this year. What's the next one that we can catch you at?
April 6th, we're going to be at Da Bar.
Da Bar.
In West Allis, Wisconsin.
Expect new songs, but also might expect to bring back some older songs.
So you guys have a new album in the works. What can fans expect, and how can they help fund this album?
Absolutely. I can't even explain how great it is. Very technical, very melodic. Everything was really well thought, a lot of emotion behind it. I think people are going to be excited.
Yeah, we got a GoFundMe. A lot of people have donated, so thank you so much to people that have. Anything could, you know, just help, and we're in the final stages here, and we're just trying to get the money together, and, you know, if you'd like to donate, you know, that'd be awesome.
We want to make sure we properly thank everyone that is donating, and there's some big spenders out there that we really appreciate that. For a while there, we didn't have a bass player, and we were recording this album, and Bill actually threw down a lot of the bass that's on the album, even for
some
that.
Some killer bass lines.
Yeah. 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 Good luck, Nick.
My hand still hurts. My hand still hurts, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where we set up the GoFundMe, you know, for the band and doing such a incredible album, that we're trying to be smart with our money and also be able to get the record out the way that it should be. And so that GoFundMe is a great way to do that.
I mean, either way, we're going to put the album out how we want it to be.
Yeah.
But if you don't donate, it's just going to take you longer to be able to hear it. So, I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, after 16 years, we've learned what our band should sound like. And I think this time around, we're as close to like how we've always envisioned it. So we're taking the extra little time to make sure it's right. There'll be opportunities to donate at the show. There's going to be codes you can scan too, if even anything wants to, you know, you want to pitch in. But really coming to the show and supporting, and
yeah,
you know, even, you know, buying the other band's merch too, and just yep. really just coming out to the show is helping us already.
Yeah,
you know, wearing your merch around town, putting up a sticker, sharing a song, anything like that, all of that actually helps in the end. So anything's appreciated.
So where can we find your music right now and follow what you guys are doing?
You can Apple find Music, us, yeah. YouTube.
Yeah, anywhere you listen to music, you can find us.
Every streaming service, essentially.
Yeah.
Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Apple Music. If you go to your local CD shops, a lot of them might even have some of our stuff locally here in town.
TouchTunes.
We are on TouchTunes. We have two songs on TouchTunes. YouTube, of course, is pretty endless on where you can find music and come to a show and buy a CD.
We have a couple music videos on YouTube. I don't know if you knew that, Michelle.
I did by chance, actually.
And there's a song that you can't buy anywhere, which would be Bohemian Rhapsody, that we did a cover of, that is also on YouTube.
Yep. Yeah, just search the band Conniption on YouTube and you'll get our official page on there. That's what I would recommend.
But if you'd like a physical copy, you can always message us, you know, as we'll be having the merch store up soon. But also, just come to a show.
Yep.
And we'll get you hooked up with the physical copies of what we have left in stock, and
we try to keep them cheap, too. That's
you
the
know,
other thing.
CDs are kind of in a gray area right now, but I still think it's one of the best ways to listen to music, quality-wise. So, yeah, we'll see you at the next show.
Awesome. Thanks so much, guys. I cannot wait to hear the new album.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Stay tuned, everybody. We're about to play Conniption's Relentless Ties, the title track off their latest album, here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, where we bring you the best original punk, hard rock, and metal from Wisconsin bands and beyond. We are local music.